I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A Republican House leader is facing swift backlash from his own caucus for co-sponsoring a red flag bill that cleared the House Judiciary Committee yesterday along party lines. The measure would allow law enforcement and family members to get a court order to temporarily remove a person's guns if that person is deemed dangerous. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
A motion to remove Assistant Minority Leader Cole West from his leadership spot came Monday night, which was the same day the bill was introduced. It's a very unusual move. And during the hearing, West defended his support for the bill, saying if they pose a danger, mentally ill people shouldn't have guns.
It's not about gun ownership. It's not about gun confiscation. It's not about banning guns. It's about giving law enforcement, and more importantly, family, the ability to do something to save a person in crisis.
Other Republicans who backed the bill include some sheriffs and George Brockler, the GOP candidate for attorney general. Opponents say it could infringe on Second Amendment rights, doesn't have enough due process, and wouldn't help people with mental health problems.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Pueblo Chemical Depot is participating in an emergency exercise today. Several locations throughout the county are involved, and outdoor warning sirens will also be tested as part of the exercise. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.